Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 79. You say, nobody can emotionally hurt you today as an adult, because you don't depend on the connection to your parents anymore. In theory, that's correct. But what about people that can get unstable, suicidal, or self-harming from rejection or abandonment, for example? Well, it's not only in theory correct, it's the reality. You don't depend on others today, on single persons. Your survival is not dependent on a single person. That's why you are independent. Yeah, you can look for someone who is able to live a deep, honest relationship. This is the reality. It's not theory, it's reality. And an adult nervous system cannot be hurt and traumatized by that. This is not possible because it is stable. You cannot hurt a grown-up system by abandonment or insulting and so on. You cannot traumatize a grown-up nervous system on the emotional level. This is not possible. You cannot traumatize a grown-up human by destructive relational patterns on the emotional level. And that's why I also say something like re-traumatization does not exist. There is no re-traumatization. Either it is a trigger, then it brings up old material, then it's not a re-traumatization, or it's a really new traumatization by a real traumatic experience. Of course, grown-ups can be traumatized. For example, if they are a victim of a crime, this is a real trauma for a grown-up. For a child, it's different because a child is dependent on a single person and it is dependent that his needs are fulfilled by this person. Otherwise, it cannot grow. And emotions are connected with our needs, our longings, our desires. And if this communication between child and surrounding is not stable and not healthy, then the child really gets traumatized. That's what we call developmental or attachment trauma. So you're right, but what about people that can get unstable, suicidal, or self-harming from rejection or abandonment, for example? Yeah, this is their responsibility. You and no one else is responsible for any grown up, no, it's not true. He or she has to go to a therapist. And in the worst case, call the ambulance. Of course, we can support as good as possible, but we are not responsible. And the trigger for these persons, yeah, for example, we can use that example. Someone gets rejected and now feels unstable, yeah? It is important to understand that this unstable situation of the nervous system has nothing to do with the outside abandonment today as a grown-up. It is already there. So this abandonment is just a trigger for something that is in any way already in the system. Yeah, so it will come up in any way, sooner or later. It has nothing to do with the abandonment. This is just a trigger. And it is even worse, because that's what you describe is something that you can imagine. But for traumatized people, and this is the situation for therapists, very often people don't know their triggers themselves. And this can be anything. For example, a picture on the wall, a certain smell, a certain gaze, yeah, can make them immediately unstable. Very traumatized people. And no one knows that beforehand, whether the client or the therapist. So you can in no way avoid triggers. It is impossible. As a therapist, of course, you are trained to avoid it as much as possible. But it's not possible to avoid that completely. You have to find out. During the therapy, you, as a therapist, you find out what are the triggers. So it's a process of examination of research. And one last point. I said this state being unstable, suicidal or self-harming, it's important to understand, I said it already, that this is already present in that person. But usually people are able to somehow compensate that. And this is the example you write. Yeah, you write, but what about people that can get unstable and so on from rejection? That means before they were stable. So that means their compensation worked more or less. And if they get rejected or abandoned, that just means that their compensation doesn't work anymore. And the trauma material reaches the consciousness. But it has nothing to do with the rejection and abandonment itself. It's just the trigger for that. And people who are in that situation, of course, they believe that the rejection and the abandonment has caused the instability. It looks like that, because the mind has to make the state coherent. And then it says, well, the cause is what happened on the outside today. But that's not true. It's not true. No one on the outside is responsible if your trauma material comes up. We experience it like that. And that's the reason for all the struggle and fight in the partnerships. Because the people think that their partners are responsible or are the cause for their difficult states that came from childhood. And all this is not the case. I would even go so far to say that most difficult emotions that arise in people today are at least 90% from childhood trauma and have nothing to do with the outside circumstances today. But it looks like that, and that makes it so difficult to dissolve and to talk about it and to share it.